We are indeed happy to bring you another message from the Word of God. Your speaker, Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And I'm going to ask you to turn with me, please, to the Gospel Epistle, namely the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. And we shall read in chapter 5 and verse 1, however, reminding you that the fourth chapter ends by telling us that Jesus, where it says, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. And you know it's in the heart of God to justify all who come to Him, to justify all who come by way of Calvary, by way of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, just to complete the little message that we have been going over for several days now. In other words, we have been speaking of a peace that has been purchased at infinite cost by the death of the Lord Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection by the shedding of His own precious blood. That was in Colossians 1 and 20. And then we reminded you in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, that this peace is in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our peace. And then, too, that in verse 17, peace is preached to them that are nigh, namely to the Jews, and to them that are afar off, to the Gentiles. Now we're going to say a few words as to how this peace may become yours right today, instantaneously, right there where you sit or where you're standing, or you may be busying yourself in one way or another. But if you'll just stop for a moment or two now, we're going to show you from the Holy Scriptures how you may have peace with God on the easiest possible terms. Cheap, yes, cheap to you, but it cost our God all that He had. It cost Him His own blessed Son. Now listen while we read Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, which says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. May God bless the reading of that precious and holy portion of His unerring Word. But it is the first verse especially that we're going to leave with you. And it says, therefore, being justified by faith. Now, surely that is on the easiest possible terms that justification could come to you. And you see, there is not only justification in the passage, but He tells us peace with God. Think of those two things. And you know, these are subjects that couldn't possibly be exhausted by the greatest theologians of all time. Think of it, if you will, justification, justified by faith, peace with God. And I shall read the passage now and stress it once more further. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I have no doubt that I am speaking to some today, and there's a longing in your heart. Maybe your heart is heavy, you're burdened down with cares and burdened down with sin. And you have been saying to yourself, I wish it were possible to know perfect peace as I gaze into the future. For after all, I do not know how long I have to live. And not only that, but our Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon, and He may come today. And maybe as you think of it, you're saying, my heart is filled with deepest despair, and I should like to possess present peace. Well, it's for the taking. And as we have reminded you, using the Scripture on the simplest terms, on the easiest possible terms, and how often we have mentioned to you God's easy, artless, and unencumbered plan for that it is. And He's made provision, purchased peace, and He wants that you shall possess that peace right today. How? Well, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. In other words, friends, if you were to exercise that personal faith today in the work that He has gloriously accomplished, He has fully accomplished Godward and now for you, I'll tell you what would happen. for the first time in your life, you'd be able to say, my burden of guilt and of sin is gone. And thank God it is gone forever and forever. Yes, friend, if you trust the Savior today, He's dispensing peace, He's dispensing forgiveness, and He's dispensing eternal life to all who trust Him. Receive Him as your personal Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.